Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast. It's so good to have you here as we continue our month of Thanksgiving. Last week, I shared my top 10 things that I'm most thankful for as a full-time RVer, and today's episode is extra special. I reached out to the incredible RV community and asked fellow full-time RVers to share what this lifestyle has made them most thankful for. The responses I received were truly heartwarming, and I'm so excited for you to hear them. But before we dive in, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that while the holiday season is a time of gratitude and joy for many, it can also be a challenging time for others. If you're experiencing your first holiday season without a loved one, or going through a tough time, or just feeling a little bit lonely on the road, please know that you're not alone. The RV community is filled with people who care and understand, and I want to send you a warm virtual hug. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling right now, and I hope today's episode brings you a little comfort and a reminder of the beautiful moments that this lifestyle can offer. Remember, even in tough times, there are small glimmers of light and connection out there. So whether you're listening to this in your RV parked in a quiet campground or on a long drive with a heavy heart, I want you to know that I'm thankful for you being here with us today. All right, let's get started hearing from some of the amazing members of this RV community. There is something magical about hearing the voices of people who are living this same journey. And today you're going to get a peek into what makes this lifestyle so meaningful for others. Whether it's the freedom of the open road, the stunning views, or the close-knit community, these clips are a beautiful reminder of why so many of us choose this path. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy this special episode filled with gratitude straight from the heart of the RV community.
Hi, I'm Becky from We Will Figure It Out. We travel full-time with our two girls and our 16-year-old dog. One of the things that I'm the most thankful for as an RVer is the closeness that traveling brings us as a family. We will have stories to tell for years to come of how we worked and traveled and had these amazing adventures together. I'm so thankful that we took the time to travel while our kids are still at home.
We are Kirsten and Clarence Womack of Move With Mac, and our Instagram handle is at Move With Mac, M-A-C-K. We have been RVing full-time since 2020.
Hey, I'm Mac, and what we are thankful for is to be able to see family and live in any part of the country at any time that we want.
We never realized what freedom we would have by living on the road. We are so thankful for all of the people we've met, the fact that we could see our friends, and we are thankful for you, Jamie and Randy.
Hey there, and happy Thanksgiving. This is Sarah and Jeff from Wake Up and Wonder, and there are just so many things to be thankful for, but we've narrowed it down to a few to share with you. One of the first things that came to both of our minds is all of the great people we've met along this journey the last 4.5 years. Everywhere from places that we've work camped, to the pickleball courts around the country, to out at boondocking spots, and right here on social media platforms. It's really hard now to imagine life without having met each and every one of you.
We are also thankful that we now have more time to spend with each other. Before RVing, my combined daily commute to work outside the home was an hour, and we would struggle to find time to talk some days. This lifestyle has given us the opportunity to spend so much more of our days together, even if Sarah's working remotely or if I'm working here at the campground. My commute recently has been 3.5 minute walk to the RV.
Another huge thing that we're thankful for is how making this lifestyle change allowed us both to grow in so many ways. We have learned so much together, how to work together, whether it was with the RV or in the work camping realm, how to navigate to new places, and even in learning how to feel comfortable going to places we've never been before. If that doesn't make you grow, I don't know what will.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Jennifer Scannell, aka the Rambling Quilter. My husband Mike and I have been full-time for 5 years. We are most thankful for the fact that living this lifestyle allows us to spend more time with friends and family now than when we were in our home. We spend at least 2 weeks most places, which gives us plenty of time to reconnect with loved ones, not to mention the fact that we have met so many more amazing friends on the road.
This is Teresa with Our Villa Adventures, just giving you a quick little thankful moment. I wanted to tell you that with this RV life that we started 3 years ago, we have been so blessed to see some amazing places across this country. If you didn't know it, America is beautiful. There's many songs written about it for a reason. And if you haven't seen Glacier, Yellowstone, the Grand Canyon, Bryce Canyon, Zion, all these amazing places, you need to get out and see these. It is absolutely one of those things that you just don't get to understand the beauty until you see it in person. Pictures do not do it justice. And this is why we are so thankful for this RV life.
We're Chase and Bryce from Sparks and Rec on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Chase is a traveling welder and welds on various types of power plants throughout the country. Chase works an average of 84 hours a week in the spring and fall. We're thankful that RV life allows us to see each other every day versus only a few days every few months. RV life also allows us to take the summers off to relax, reconnect, and explore new places.
We are
Rob
and Lisa, and we are Sudden Lane Changes. This RV life has us most thankful for
traveling with Lisa after exploring the world without her for 23 years.
The ability to visit so many places in the U.S. that people only dream about.
All the people we meet on the road.
And personally, this lifestyle has reignited my passion for photography and art. I'm so thankful for the desire to create. It's such a big part of who I am.
Hey, this is Jen from Stairs Up Handle In. One of the reasons I am most thankful for RV life is the opportunity to give my husband time away from work, a few years to go out and explore and do the things that he loves to do. It's probably the best gift that I could give to him, and I am so thankful that RV life has afforded me the opportunity to do that for him.
Hi everyone, this is Michelle and Troy from RV Cruising with the Kesslers. So the question is, what this RV life has me most thankful for? Well, there are actually many things I'm thankful for, but one of the main ones is that this lifestyle allows us the freedom and flexibility to travel this beautiful country and explore new sites whenever possible. We've met some wonderful and amazing friends so far along the way, and I cherish those moments. Those friends have become family to us. I'm also thankful that I get to spend the winter with my sister because she recently joined the full-time RV community. I wish everyone safe travels, joy, and happiness with all of the upcoming holidays and New Year just around the corner. And I hope our paths cross someday soon.
I'm Cullen.
And I'm Kay, and we're third year itch.
There are so many things about this RV life that we are so incredibly thankful for. But for us, one of the most unique things that we get to soak in is the fact that we get to experience so many places and so many different types of people and cultures, even within our own country, that we never would have even dreamed of being able to experience before this ability to be able to just move at a moment's notice.
And aside from all the places that we get to see, we also love that we get to meet new people, not just new people, but it afforded us the opportunity to be even more present in our family and our friends' lives. This last December, we got to spend the entire month with one of our grandparents and just had a best time and were able to create more incredible memories for our lives.
Hey, this is Erica from Grim Side of Travel, and the RV life has us most thankful for the quality time that we get to spend together and all the experiences that we get to spend together as a family, as well as all the people that we've met. The RV community is such an amazing community to be a part of.
Hi, I am Patty Gill, and we are the Gills on Wheels. We're so thankful for all the wonderful places that we've been because of our RV lifestyle, and we have so many more places to see. I'm also thankful that it has brought our marriage closer from living in such a tiny space.
Hi, I am Lauren at NurturingNomad_, and I would say the number one thing we are most thankful for is definitely the travel. Traveling has brought us so much closer as a family. It's given us so many memories to look back on, and it just allows me to capture things that I haven't been able to, you know, prior in life when I wasn't traveling. Just like kind of the little things in life, like smiles from my children when they see something so cool or just so massively big, like, you know, giant rocks in Colorado at Garden of the Gods. Just so many things. And I would say number two is probably living minimally. I love that we don't need a lot of stuff to be happy. And most of the time we're even happier when we're just outside with no stuff. So yeah, I would definitely say that those two are the top.
Hey, this is Kelly with my 500 square foot life, and I am thankful for the RV lifestyle, helping us have more time, being able to be together as a family, and take time to learn how to cook from scratch, and all of the things that we didn't really have in our lifestyle before.
And this is Chris. I think my favorite part is the freedom of change. If you want to move around or do something different, you can just pack up and go.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Steve.
And we are Gators on Tour from UK.
Thank you, Randy and Jamie, for inviting us to your podcast.
We've been travelling with our dog, Isla, full-time in our motorhome since 28th of June, 2024.
That's 131 days now, Anna.
Oh, wow.
We're currently in Germany and heading to Liechtenstein. So what are we most grateful for living full-time in our motorhome, Anna?
I'm so grateful for all the beautiful places we are visiting and all the people that we have met along the way. I'm thankful that we are in good health and able to do this. I'm thankful to the motorhome that takes us on our journeys.
And for me, I think it's the freedom to travel where we want, when we want, and at our own pace. And we don't have the financial constraints of owning a bricks and mortar house. And also, the support that we have from family and friends to live this life.
Hey, it's Heather. I'm here with my husband, Cody, and we share our RV life on Gypsy Hustle on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. We just wanted to share with you the biggest thing we're thankful for that RV life has given us, and that is freedom. Cody, do you want to tell him a little more?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously the freedom to roam and go wherever you want, whenever you want, and that's huge. But really more than that, it's the freedom to experience new areas for yourself, besides what you read about on, you know, online, social media, Google, stuff like that. If you actually go and visit a community and you kind of get in the middle of it and experience it for yourself, then you draw your own conclusions and you don't just kind of hop on to whatever you see being blasted out there by others. And, you know, just broadening your horizons, like deepening like what it means to be an American and traveling to every state that you can, meeting as many people as you can, and just like spending money in each community and getting to know folks.
Hi, Jamie. It's Anne from On the Road of Adventure, and I wanted to share what I'm most thankful for in this RV life. And that is the opportunity to see what an amazing country we live in and all of the different places that we have been. And then at the end of the day, to go home and sleep in my own bed and have my dog with me and just be at home. It's so amazing. Thanks and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, this is Bryce from the Jurgies. And this RV life has me most thankful for the in-between. I love the in-between moments. When we first started RVing, I was really set on the destinations, getting to the epic places. When we did our 50 States series on YouTube, I was really focused on the end destination and the type of content we were filming and getting to experience the iconic things in Tennessee and New York and Alaska. And so I was more focused on the destination. But after a while, as many RVers recognize, you start to realize, wait a minute, we have our whole home traveling with us, and the whole journey can be awesome and should be awesome. So I'm more grateful because of it for the in-between moments and making those great as you're on the journey and not just focused on the end destination. This was also one of the biggest motivations we had to create our RV park in Swan Valley, Idaho, just outside of the Grand Teton National Park, was to create a destination near epic places like the Tetons and Yellowstone and Palisades Reservoir and all these hot springs and hikes and just so many best places to go fly fishing, like all these epic places. We went in on creating our campground, the park at Swan Valley, to really cultivate an environment where families can enjoy the in-between moments between all their adventures and to find more joy in that as well, so that it becomes a more fulfilling experience.
This is Desiree from @RVCruising on Instagram.
I am thankful for the opportunity this RV life has given us to travel and explore this beautiful country and share our experiences in my series of travel books, The Long Way Home, An American Adventure. The most amazing thing to me is that because we're traveling in an RV, we can do and see everything from the comfort of our own home with our four beagles.
Thanks and enjoy your travels. See you on the road.
Hi guys, I'm Chris.
And I'm Kelly. We're striving to create a life less ordinary. We don't care much about the American dream or keeping up with the Joneses. We've been there and done that. In this chapter, we're living and traveling in our RV.
RV life has us most thankful for the freedom it gives us to explore this beautiful country and create memories around experiences, not stuff, while always having our home with us. You can follow our journey on Instagram at Chris and Kelly, and that's Kelly with an EY.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Laura.
And we are the Traveling Burns. Follow our journey on Instagram at the Traveling Burns.
We're most thankful for the freedom and flexibility to travel when and where we choose, as well as the opportunity to meet people in this lifestyle from all over the country.
Hey, this is Chris and Jesse with Seek Your Epic. You know, we're really thankful for all of this time on the road. We've spent about 5 years on the road now, and just all the experiences and the opportunities for learning, both for our kids and for ourselves. You know, it's been a wonderful journey. We've met a lot of fantastic people along the way, and now we get to travel with them and have these shared amazing experiences.
Hi, this is Regina from Seeking Creation, and there is so much that we have to be thankful for that this RV life has truly just brought to light and provided for us in a way that we never saw coming. We had this, you know, grand idea to travel around and see all these things, but the depth of the growth and the learning and the relationship building and some of the ugly that we go through that on the end turns out to be so beautiful. I am thankful for so many things. And so one of the things we're thankful for is being able to spend extended periods of time with friends and family because we have our house with us. So we're able to connect with friends from long ago, you know, many years ago that we don't live near anymore. And we're able to spend quality time with them, which is super cool. And then spend extended periods of time with our family that live, you know, all over the U.S. has been such a treat. Also being able to travel the U.S. And I knew I loved to travel. We've always loved to travel as a family. But the absolute love for it that we have now is just unreal, I guess. Being able to visit these, you know, tiny towns all the way up to the grandness of, you know, the national parks and these canyons and snow-capped mountains, and just being able to be thankful for all the little things along the way, the relationships, the pouring into each other every single day. And sometimes that looks really frustrating and it doesn't look super pretty, but on the other side, the growth that has come from it is, it's priceless. So I'm really thankful for those moments of being able to truly, truly connect with each other as, you know, as a family unit, individually, me and my husband, and just create these lifelong memories that will deepen these relationships. And I'm thankful for the RV community. That was probably one of the biggest surprises, was that the community we have found on the road. Like, we left to do RV life to be just our family, to be intentional, to spend time together, to build relationships, to, you know, make memories, all the things I mentioned before. But the community that came with this lifestyle was totally unexpected. And we weren't ready for it the first year. And by the second year, it pretty much fell in our laps, this community that has been such a blessing. This community does not replace our old friends back home by any means, but it has created this just beautiful time of togetherness and memories that we've met up with people and been able to do things while still having that balance of being with just our family. So I am so thankful for this RV community.
And last but not least, I want to share how thankful I am for you, my listeners. Without you, there wouldn't be a Roam in Your Home podcast. And I just want to take this time to tell you how truly thankful I am that you tune in each week to listen. It means the world to me. I also want to give a big shout out to my family and friends that listen to me weekly, even though they have no desire to ever RV, but they just support me. Thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you more than I could ever find the words to convey properly. I love you all. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling so inspired and grateful after hearing all of those beautiful messages. It's truly amazing to see the common threads of gratitude running through all of our experiences. Whether it's the freedom, the beauty of nature, or the incredible people we meet along the way, this RV life brings so many unique blessings, and it's a gift to be able to share this journey together. I want to give a huge thank you to everyone who took the time to share their thoughts and stories. Your voices made this episode so special, and I know it's going to resonate with so many listeners. If you're tuning in and heard your clip, just know that you've made someone's day a little brighter with your words. If today's episode got you thinking about what you're most thankful for in this lifestyle, I'd love to hear from you. Share your gratitude on social media and tag me. I'd love to keep this conversation going. And if you know someone who needs a little inspiration or a reminder of why this lifestyle is so wonderful, share this episode with them. Thank you so much for listening to the Roam in Your Home podcast. My heart is full, and I hope yours is too. I hope you'll join me again next week, but until then, stay safe, and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.